joining us live on the KSL Newsline is Democratic political consultant James Carville, who is out with a new book entitled We're Still Right and They're Still Wrong. Good morning, James.
Good morning, good morning. One of my favorite places in the United States, Big Bad Kitty from Salt Lake City.
Pleasure to talk to you, sir. I know that there are a lot of people in Utah who are never Hillary people, but there are a lot of never Trump people
right
out here. What would you say to the folks in Utah?
Look, there's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of good people out there in Utah. I was in Salt Lake City for the Paralyzed Veterans version of the Olympic Games. And, you know, I can tell the people of Utah without hesitation, equivocation, or reservation that Hillary Clinton, by temperament, by experience, by judgment, is ready to be president of the United States. I don't think anybody could say the same thing about Donald Trump. But you know, look, if we do well in Utah, we'll do pretty good. I mean, it's, you know, it's no secret that it's a state with a lot of really good people, but it's also a very, very, very Republican state.
And it's interesting this year, James, because Utah's kind of taken its own little, you know, side stance almost in this whole general election with, you know,
right,
normally turning Republican. This year, you've got even some people going, is there a chance it goes Democrat?
I don't know. We got a good shot at a congressional seat in Utah. And look, you know, generally, you know, people in the LDS church are, you know, tend to be, in my experience, is tend to be very polite, not very boisterous kind of people, not braggadocious. And I think stylistically, you know, John McCain, or obviously Mitt Romney, or would fit right into their sort of cultural ethos, if you will. I don't think Trump fits in. I think they find him off-putting and just sort of entirely different. So I don't. Look, I'm not going to say that the Democrats can carry Utah. That'd be beyond where even I would go. But I don't think that Trump is going to do as well in Utah as Republicans traditionally do. And I think a lot of it is that the culture he represents and the way that he conducts himself doesn't fit very well with what I perceive to be the ethic or the lifestyle that people have in Utah.
But Hillary Clinton still has this enormous trust issue. Could you, if you were counseling her, could you do anything to help on that front between now and Election Day?
Well, look, every time that she's out of office, her approval ratings go down. You know, when she was first lady, she before that, she was not. When she ran for Senate in New York, she was very popular in office. Then she ran for president. Then she became Secretary of State. She was very popular. You always have challenges to deal with. The polling numbers for her not only have gotten better vis-a-vis Trump, but her favorables and stuff is starting to improve a little bit. And I think that you have three debates, and you just got to keep plugging away. And I think she'll do fine. But you know, she's got to plug away on a lot of different fronts, and it's not one yet. And she's got to be careful and then just got to go forward here.
Let's play both sides of the aisle here, James, and pretend that the Trump campaign called you up and said, James, we want your advice. We want you to be one of our main strategists. Where do you even begin with Donald Trump?
Well, I think that strategically there's a very narrow path for him. There's a story in the Wall Street Journal today. I just started reading it before I got on the phone with you guys. His base are non-college whites, and they generally turn out about 53% compared to college whites, who are about 78%. And he's got to get non-college whites up into the 60s to have a chance. Now that's a formidable task, and I don't know if he can do it, but he's got a narrow, but that's the shot that he has. He looks to me like he got behind and he's totally like confused. He like apologized, some general apology, no one knows what it's for. And now immigration, which is his signature issue, he's panicked and he said, well, I'm not going to deport anybody. And I think what Obama and Bush did by getting rid of the criminals is a good idea. Well, I mean, everybody in the world thinks getting rid of criminals is a good idea. I mean, that's not a very controversial thing. And he was supposed to have his immigration plan today, and he's now putting it off. I think Trump's appeal has traditionally been that he's a decisive guy that kind of speaks his mind. And I think he's trying to change that. And I don't, I'm I'm a Democrat, and I wouldn't be inclined to be for him anyway, but he looks rather confused right now.
I know we only have a minute with you before we have to let you go, but how do you call this race in November?
Well, I think that the country, as my own view, and it's before this election, is changing rapidly, and is changing rapidly in a way that's not favorable to the Republican Party as currently construed. The country's a lot more diverse. It's a different kind of country than it was when I did Bill Clinton's campaign in 1992, and it's changing rapidly. And the Republican Party, when they did their autopsy in 2012 after Romney lost, understood this and said, "Look, we can't appeal to a narrow group of voters. We have to broaden our appeal, and we got to understand the fundamental changes that happened in American society." Then Donald Trump comes along with a completely retro message that he's able to return the country to some magical year somewhere in our past, in 1958. I don't know what exactly he has in mind, but he's talking about making America great again. And when people hear that, you know, if you're an African American person, a gay person, or an immigrant person, you don't need to say, "Gee, I don't know if I really want to go back to that." And that's his problem. And he's also, he comes across as just sort of off-putting to people. And I think that has a lot to do with the problems that he experienced in Utah. I'm certainly not prepared to say that Secretary Clinton can carry Utah, but I am prepared to say that Trump will definitely underperform.
James,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I was just finish your thought.
I think that she has a good chance. And what matters is a place like Arizona, where I think like 8% of the vote is LDS. And so if Romney probably got 95%, well, if Trump's number goes down to 57%, there's a lot of margin there. And I think in Nevada too. I don't think Utah and Idaho, that the partisan levels of the state are not sufficient for them to do. But I think he's going to really underperform with LDS people.
Great talking with you, James. We should appreciate your insight this morning. Thanks so very much.
Appreciate it.